Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's go around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We begin as we're with everything. What the Texans are doing is headed towards the 2025 season. Week one will be at SoFi Stadium versus the Los Angeles Rams, and who is going to be at quarterback remains a conversation. As yesterday, kind of a bombshell is dropped when it comes to Matt Stafford and his health. This is Adam Schefter of ESPN giving an update on the quarterback for the Rams.
My understanding is it is a total maintenance issue. Yes, he has had some back discomfort. He's had some pain, 37 years old, but they don't want to put him out there. They don't want to put any wear and tear on his body. He knows how the game works. He knows how the offense functions. He knows how his teammates think and operate. And so they are intentionally keeping him out in the interest of maintenance, self-preservation, and just wise caution. And my understanding is if the Rams had a game today, Matthew Stafford would be playing without a question. But it's August 5th. Again, there's no urgency to get him out there. There's still plenty of time before the season kicks off.
So that was yesterday. Earlier, and then we found out that apparently he's dealing with an aggravated disc, because that is a pair of words that you want to make sure that you say very carefully, but an aggravated disc, according to Ian Rappaport. So he's been receiving epidurals to aid in dealing with the injury, and that very much feels like that falls in line with my line of thinking that trick backs don't stop tricking.
Yeah, let me give you a confession right now, because it's absolutely how I feel.
Thank you.
Matt Stafford is not going to play against the Texans. I don't feel it. You have an epidural just to manage the pain and numb it, and maybe for examination purposes, and an aggravated disc. As someone who's lived with an aggravated disc for the better part of 20 years, I'm not 37 anymore, but brother, it's more of a confession than anything, but not based on a whole lot other than what we're reading. I don't see him playing against the Texans.
Well, if you don't see him playing against the Texans, like,
it's Jimmy G time, baby.
Are you just looking at him not playing at all? Because it feels like he would have the best chance
against
of
the Texans.
Starting against the Texans the first game of the season. They're going to, as you heard Schefter mention, they're going to manage him all the way up. Yeah. And, you know, he's at a place in his career where you could reasonably not expect him to, you know, end up in any of these preseason games and get ready and, you know, be ready in fullness, like in all reality, as opposed to what we might say is get ready. Know what he's doing, step on the field week one and be ready. If that's the case, like, he would just stop playing football, right? If it's to the point where he can't be ready for week one.
I mean, it may come to that. It very well. We've seen the videos of Aaron Rodgers hobbling around, you know, and he doesn't have a bad back that we know of, just trying to move at age 41. Is he 41? Whatever he is.
Who's that? Stafford or
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I know that he's past the 40.
But I mean, that at 37 with a bad back moving around, you could be right. They may try to start him against the Texans. I don't see where he will be the same Matt Stafford. And I'm about as big a Matt Stafford fan as there's been. You know that. I just, reading the old tea leaves here, this is not good, man.
No, and I...
Good always, for the Texans.
Yeah, and you always got to be very careful when you start, you know, veering into these spaces, because I don't want it to appear as if I'm wishing harm upon anybody.
Yeah.
But that's also a very dangerous proposition if he is out there starting
yes.
in week one.
Yes.
As we have seen, when you got 51 and 55 just meeting at the quarterback, and you could have a number
yeah.
of hits there with an aggravated disc.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dog, yeah. like you could end up with even more aggravation and the type of aggravation that could really have you sit down for a significant amount of time.
I totally agree, man.
So, yeah, that is very interesting, especially for a Texans team that we know this offense is still coming along. We know that there's some things that we're still hoping to see. It'll be the first time in a regular season game where Nick Caley is calling offensive plays. There's questions about, you know, what mm-hmm. it looks like for the Texans in week one versus the Rams. There's also questions for the Rams as what yeah. it looks like health-wise from the quarterback that is absolutely necessary, you know, in their success.
Yeah.
It looks very different with Jimmy Garoppolo than it does
it absolutely
with
will.
Matt Stafford. So, yeah, that is something that we will have to continue to watch. But it got even more interesting finding out exactly what Stafford was dealing with. Mm-hmm. An aggravated disc
yeah.
in his back, it seems like. So they're monitoring that situation. It seems like a lot of people are in the place where they're like, no. There's probably maintenance, but then also maybe not. Like we're half and half, but we'll ultimately get a better idea once we get a lot closer to that. Some other things that are happening around the NFL. Another opponent of the Texans. Now, of course, this is just a preseason opponent, but the Vikings having a little bit of more news for themselves. Jordan Addison, a wide receiver for them, was suspended 3 games for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. He was charged with driving under the influence of alcohol last year, and he eventually agreed to a wet, reckless plea bargain, which, you know, points to the idea or the acknowledgement of alcohol or drugs being involved. So he'll get 3 games for that. And this gets interesting for mm-hmm. me with the Minnesota Vikings, because that NFC North is a very, very hard fought division. You can already see that coming through, depending on how you feel about the Bears with their come up. But, the Packers are a very good team, and the Lions still have the bones of a good team. It'll just be interesting to see what their coaching situation is and how they, kind of fill those spots vacated by their two very good coordinators who just got head coaching jobs. But that Jordan Addison played a big role in that offense last
sure
year.
Did.
And I imagine that would be a big deal for a J.J. McCarthy coming in as a rookie.
Well, that's exactly where my mind went. You have one less weapon for a rookie. Well, in essence, rookie quarterback, first year quarterback, maybe. And that'll be big time for them. 3-game suspension, though, that's you mentioned it, the division, that could be the difference, just one or two of those games.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at it, and, some of the guys that, like Addison, I think he had something like 700-800 yards
mm-hmm.
last year in 15 games. And, of course, I'll double check this to make sure that I'm not steering you astray here when I say that. Yeah, 875 yards last year after a 900-yard year the year prior. Like, Addison has been very good for them opposite Justin Jefferson. It's very necessary for them. But they're looking at, behind him, a guy who I think that they would play is a rookie in Ty Felton,
mm-hmm.
and that they would have to put in there. And he's had, he has some, I don't know what the right word is, but he has some weaknesses that would make this a little tough. Like, he's... physical corners knock him down. He's kind of a lighter guy. So
mm-hmm.
that'll be something that the Vikings will have to deal with. And I think that might knock them, in addition to whatever questions you had about J.J. McCarthy having to step in for an admittedly best version of himself, Sam Darnold, last year. This gives me real concerns about what the Vikings are capable of.
Yes, because in the division, you're going to lose games that, in a weaker division, you would win with or without him. Obviously, Lions, Packers, the whole nine yards there. Bears, who knows? But it's going to be big for them.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fig, your guy Will Howard, who was drafted to the Steelers out of Ohio State, apparently he suffered a broken finger.
Oh, man.
So
he's still going to play.
Play what?
That dude gonna play. if he had to play right now, he will suit up and play.
Oh, he's a gamer.
Apparently, he was a fan favorite out there at training camp.
No kidding.
But timetable for return is unclear for him. I think that really pushes him out of space. And to be fair, like we know that you know Aaron Rodgers
play
gonna
no
be the
time,
space.
So.
No, yeah. But that does suck for him. And I wanted to make sure I made note of that for you. Ohio State man over there. Some other things that are happening. You mentioned this yesterday, and I wanted to bring this to the fore because as we're talking about teams that have a lot of visibility on them, the Denver Broncos are a team that I think some people have talked about a good amount. We have not talked a lot about, but it does seem like a really good team. However, Sean Payton got out saying something about his team that caught your attention at the very least. He said that the short-term goal is winning the division, clearly. I think everybody's there. But this is a team capable of winning the Super Bowl. I've coached six teams that I thought could win the Super Bowl. Some went to championship games. Some went to the playoffs. This is my seventh team that I think has that, close quote. How'd you hear that?
Well, I heard it and was somewhat startled, taken aback, whatever, because this is so unlike Sean Payton, who is one of those guys that doesn't really say a lot. Never would really rave about his team, you know, sort of downplays things. He's out here saying, yeah, well, this team is capable of winning a Super Bowl. I was like, what? So he clearly feels really, really good about this team. He says he's only had, what, six?
Six prior, and this would be the seventh. Yes, sir.
The seventh team that is capable of that. This is like the Astros saying, all right, we're going to tell you everything you need to know about every injury on our team. Because it's like so, wait, what? You're going to do what? You're going to tell us that? No, it kind of took me back a little bit, I think. And it made me think a little bit about the Broncos more. You're like, okay, maybe they are. You know, we know they have a good defense.
Yes.
And maybe they feel pretty good about Bo
Might
Nation
get a little tricky doing. During that when the Broncos, I think they come in here.
Yes,
right?
I believe they are.
Yeah, I think they, is that right after the bye, I want to say? But might be a little tricky now.
3 weeks after the bye.
So that'd be what, week nine?
November 2nd, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I think that's another one that now, thankfully, as you mentioned, that's going to be here. As of right now, that's scheduled for a noon game. The new upgrades to the stadium, I wonder if that holds like the feeling that we've had where last year where opposing quarterbacks come in and aren't the best versions of themselves. I wonder if that holds. But I can see what he's saying when you look at the way that this team is built, the way that Bo Nix seemed to latch onto the offense last year and over the summer, getting some level of insight from Drew Brees as well. Like, this could be, and then they drafted R.J. Harvey, who was a running back I liked a good amount out of UCF. Mm-hmm. Like I think that I could easily see this being a very good team. That's going to be one that I think we circle even more so for the Texans as another one of those kind of measuring sticks as you face off against a number of those in the AFC. That's the tough thing, is that the AFC West is a mess, and at the top of the AFC, if you want to be a Super Bowl contender, is even tougher.
And the Broncos are kind of becoming a trendy pick in some circles to win that division. Ahead of the Chiefs. So we'll see, but definitely it kind of startled me that Sean Payton's feeling pretty good. He's feeling something out there.
All right, before we go here, I do want to give you the update to the top 100.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
No, I think you're going to like this one. remember, the top 100 has been voted on by the players in the NFL, and we reach now the next level of this where we get to player number 46.
Who is it?
And yet another Texan. I believe second Texan shows up after Joe Mixon has made it already.
Mm-hmm.
Will Anderson Jr., defensive end for your Houston Texans, shows up here at 46 overall. Thoughts?
Feels right, doesn't it? It feels about right, given all the players. You know, obviously quarterbacks take a lot, of spaces there. Will Anderson, 46, and with a bullet. I think he's going to be just rising all year long.
And worth noting, if you want a little bit of a, because I want to give you the other name that shows up here today, Trent Williams, the tackle for the Niners, would be 45.
49-year-old Trent Williams?
Could have had him.
Is that where you wanted to go with this? That was the first thing you wanted to mention, huh?
Could have had him.
All right.
Yeah.
It is true.
Apparently, he's injured too much.
Oh, yeah.
He's not the Bill O'Brien type of guy.
45, you said?
Yeah, he's 45th.
I'll take that. How many Texans offensive linemen are going to be on this list?
Buddy. If I see the first Texans offensive lineman, I will be thoroughly impressed, especially at this point. I don't know if I'd be impressed.
He's in Washington now.
Yeah, he's in Washington.
I'd be real concerned about what happened with the top 100 voting. Like, I think that you'd have to question what the methodology is.
Nick Casario must have hat the page or something.
He's got a lot of relatives. He's got a lot of that.
Now, worth remembering the way that the NFL has done the top 100, they've kind of put out little vignettes for every player that ends up.
Oh, yeah.
This is just a little bit from the vignette for Will Anderson Jr. That's voices that you'll hear. First, it'll be Derek Stingley Jr., obviously cornerback for this team. Then you'll hear from, and of course, I forget the name as I go there. I believe it is Deion Dawkins,
yep.
Offensive lineman. Is he with the Bills right now? And then finally, you'll finish it out with Josh Hines Allen, who obviously is a pass rusher for the Jags.
He's a leader, first and foremost. Every single play, he's going to give you 100%. He'd never take a play off. He'd never take no time off. Without him, we wouldn't be where we was at right now.
Just very agile, very athletic, you know, tricky, very tricky. Like, you don't really see, like, oh, he's going to push you backwards, and then he pushes you back.
Will's been playing very aggressive this year in the same division, so we play the same team, so I'm always watching him. I get to get a couple inspiration rushes, like, okay, boom, this is how they just got killed.
Look, man, it kind of surprised me because people talk about his agility, which he has.
Yes.
But he's been more of a power guy.
That was exactly what I heard from when I heard Deion say that. I was like, oh, okay, so, like, it's always good to get the guys who are very, you know, uniquely aware of what those guys are because they have to face off against them, right? That offensive line perspective. He's like, you know, obviously you mentioned that aspect, the agility that we wouldn't necessarily think to describe Will as, although he has all of that within him. But the idea that, oh, man, you wouldn't expect him to get in here and get into your chest in that way. I was like, damn, I thought that was one of those things that you would use as a calling card. So, like, Will still... at this early stage, because again, there's a lot of room to grow. We know that he continues to add to his bag. Even right now, you're looking at offensive linemen, very good ones in this league, being like, yeah, it's hard to call it at times when you're going up against.
And it also speaks to what we've seen from Will Anderson every year that he's been in the league, adding some more moves, adding some more tricks, and et cetera. I think people are noticing that.
Yeah, and plus, I did love the idea that Josh Hines Allen in the division makes mention of, yeah, that guy's in the division, we're playing the same guy. So sometimes, when I'm looking at, you know, trying to figure out how do you beat this team, I look to Will Anderson Jr.
Yeah.
Like, that is some of the highest praise that I can imagine you get as a pass rusher, is that someone else who is, you know, competing against your team is looking at you like, okay, that you end up showing me the blueprint of how to attack other teams. That is huge, especially Josh Hines Allen, who, again, no scrub by any means, a very good pass rusher. Yeah. So salute to Will Anderson Jr. And I'm very interested to see where he goes this year, because it feels like he's on the – people know of Will as a good pass rusher, but I don't think people talk about Will as one of the best in the league.
Exactly.
Where he very much can be. And the way that it's going right now in camp, I would love to see where Will ends up next year, because I guarantee it's much higher than 46.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. With a bullet, he's ascending.
Yeah, so shout out to Will.
We're talking about this list.
Yeah, man.
There we go.
We finally got a conversation out of it.
I can't wait to talk about the next one.
Well, maybe not.
Who do you think is the next Texan that shows up here? We've only had two, and no, there's not going to be an offensive lineman. I think I feel confident saying that.
I'm going to say Daniil Hunter.
You think Daniil?
Mm-hmm. 40, 41.
Okay. All right. I think that's
the top ranked one is going to be Derek Stingley.
100%.
Yeah.
CJ probably will be in there.
CJ will be in here. Yeah. I am confident probably about that.
No. Yeah, probably.
I was going to say
probably no. I feel like he was more confident.
I was going back and forth, to be honest. But Derek Stingley is going to be the highest. CJ will probably be on there. Daniil's next. Anybody else? Am I missing someone?
I mean, I feel like we probably are in this moment. But I'll be, there's still some ones that would be, I think I'd like to see. But I wonder if CJ ain't the one who's next. I still feel like I wonder what the player's relationship to what his game is. Because we've seen, you know, kind of other people, some prognosticators, talking heads, have seemed to be a little bit more down on CJ than we think they should be at this point. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about this offensive line for your Houston Texans. Does Trent Brown hold the key to Blake Fisher's tenure with this team? Let's kind of do the math, as I think you have done a little bit here, Lopez. We'll do that next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.